I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Winning streaks is the place to be. Harrods, North Kansas City, a big contingent of 610 people here registering for some opening day tickets to the Kansas City Royals. And as I mentioned, Show and Vern, every 15 minutes, opening day tickets. I've never seen that done before. That's going to be fun. And a guy that's going to be covering the Kansas City Royals all season long, as he's been doing a fantastic job, 610sports.com on Cody's Corner. We go out to the desert and talk to one Cody Tapp, who's probably ready to come back to Kansas City at some point, or maybe he's not. Cody, you ready to come back or not?
I'd say so, Bank. It's been a good run out here, but I'm, 6 weeks in Arizona is enough, I think, for me. I'm ready to be back with the family.
You know what? Yeah, I know you are, Cody. You're a family man, but it's 66 degrees here in Kansas City, so I think you're coming back when it's nice. But
nice.
Let's not put the cart before the horse, because the Royals had some snowed-out games. I mean, it was snowing that night. They played the Angels. Then Shohei Ohtani was supposed to pitch one day, and the press box was full, and it was like 24 degrees, and they called it off. So let's not get too crazy yet, Cody.
No, yeah, the weather I'm going to miss a lot. It's like 81 today. Sunny, nice. I'm going to miss that probably the most, I would say. Or at least it's going to be pretty high on the list.
Well, Cody, you just got a couple more games. We're carrying the San Francisco Giants-Royals game tonight, immediately following the show at 8 o'clock. I got to know some things for you, Cody, as you're kind of wrapping this thing up. How many times did you get lost going to a ballpark?
GPS is a magical thing. So I think I got a little turned around a couple of times, just mostly with the parking. Like, I could get to where the ballpark is, but, like, all the parking is weird. And, like, even the parking attendant sometimes, Vic, will be like, we're pulling into the Cubs, maybe? And, hey, I'm trying to park for me. He's like, did they tell you where you're going to go? I'm like, no, you tell me where I'm going to go. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. You tell me. So parking a couple of times is a challenge. But I mostly got to the park, I would say.
How do you feel your relationship with Ned has developed? We've had a lot of fun. You're the one firing questions, and I knew this would happen. Everybody looks to you to fire those questions right away. See, as the Royals insider, we're not privy, Cody, to go into those, writers' meetings where Ned answers these questions. And then I remember last year, I'd go ask him a question, and he seemed a little bit irritated with it because he just answered it. But how do I know if you answered it if I wasn't in that room?
Oh, I agree. Listen, that is a constant challenge. I don't remember. It was a Duffy time. We're talking about, like, what his pitching schedule is. So I asked him a couple days ago, hey, what's Duffy's schedule looking like? About what time when he's getting ready? And he's like, we went over this the other day. I'm like, no, we didn't. I would have remembered asking you and talking about this. And Flaney was like, no, we went over it in, like, one of those pre-meetings. I'm like, well, I'm not there. I'm going to need somebody to break this down for me so I can get an idea. So there's some of that. And Ned likes to give me a hard time, including today. Today, what I did? There was Lynn, and, we all did one meeting together because of winding down, and he doesn't want to do these things twice.
Yeah.
And so Lynn and Flanny, and new kid for the Athletic, Alec Lewis, and, we're all sitting in that room together, and everyone's asking questions, and I'm not. Like, they're asking the things I would have asked. I'm laying low. I'm like, yeah, no big deal. We're sitting there in silence for a second, and I've asked nothing. And then Ned asked me a question before I asked him something, which was, what the hell is wrong with you?
Cody, I feel that this relationship, I mean, people see it as contentious, but I've always said that even though people can see it, a lot of times they don't see his facial expression. I think he appreciates being challenged. And I think we forget how many times a day these guys talk. They talk to the writers.
Oh, yeah.
They talk to you guys. They talk after the game, at least during the season. He's talking three times to the writers, to the digital media, and then after the game, where Andy Reid gets to come in for like 10 minutes every 2 days and talk where Ned will do it three times a day. And that's not including his interviews with Fesco every week or when he goes on Sirius, which he likes to do. He likes to do interviews, Cody, but I think we forget how many times a day these guys actually do talk, and they forget who they told what to.
Oh, I know. Listen, I don't blame him at all. Andy complains about the media stuff, and that's a joke. He's like, Ned probably talks like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel for them much more than I do. And I think he is trying to be – usually I think he's trying to be playful or challenged. And sometimes he just likes to give you a hard time for the way you phrase something. I don't take it personally. And I think people who see those videos sometimes and like to be worried about me shouldn't take it too seriously either.
No, I think he's got a mutual respect for you. I really do, because how hard you're working out there. Cody, what's this rotation looking like now? When Danny Duffy, I know he's going to be down there for extended spring training. Are we looking at the bullpen maybe for Danny, or does he get slotted right back into this rotation? How does this rotation set up now?
I think the plan is still to have him in the rotation. And honestly, I kind of thought Kennedy was going to stay in the rotation until they moved him to the pen, and that meant Homer Bailey wasn't going to be in there. But right now, I mean, unless there's something I'm not seeing, and really the group consensus is, and the Royals will tell you we pretty much know what's going on, it's definitely going to be Keller and Junis, and then Lopez behind, and then Homer Bailey is in the rotation for now. And then they'll need a second starter on April 10th, and they'll make a call then. They'll need a fifth starter, and they'll make a call then whether Duffy's ready. And my guess is if he's not, it'll be Phil Meyer filling in most likely if Duffy's on the DL. Because he could, you know, Phil Meyer could make the roster as like, oh, a bullpen long guy who they also kind of keep stretched out to start if needed. So that's how I see it going. But I think the plan still is with Duffy. Based on everything they tell us, the plan still with Duffy is the rotation. They still think, now, I'm not saying they're ruling out bullpen forever. But I think they're still looking into the rotation spot for now, partially just because they've got depth issues. And I think, you know, in talking with Dayton Moore yesterday, he'll admit as much.
We're talking to Cody Tapp, our Royals insider. Cody, I saw where maybe he's for Loria is what going to Northwest Arkansas. Is Xavier Fernandez doing the same, or did I miss something on where they're putting him?
I think he might end up in AAA. They haven't,
okay.
They have not done something with him yet. They've kept him around. I think he might end up in AAA. They told, you know, Dayton told me a long time ago that he didn't think it mattered whether Valori was in AA or AAA. He just wanted him to catch every day, get every day at that. And the difference between the two levels wasn't an issue for him. So they just wanted him somewhere. They keep saying they're, you know, always looking for catching depth in AAA. So it's possible they'd still, like, look for a vet option who would definitely go to the minors. So I think they're just waiting on him. You know, and the reason why they're sending Valori down is because, you know, and Ned said it today, so they're really fortunate. He feels like they've got three guys in their system, and Rivero, Melendez, and Valoria, who could all be everyday catchers. And he wants to make sure that Valoria keeps doing that until they're ready to use him more, you know?
And one thing, too, Cody, is, you know, I know you like to cook, and I liken it to, you know, putting something in the oven, and it says 20 minutes, and you pull it out with 10. Because I feel the Royals have so much depth at catching, they're just not quite ready, you know, to play at the major league level. It's why they went out and got a Martin Maldonado. You know, here's an established guy, and we've talked about the Gold Glove where he snapped Sal Perez's streak. But how confident are you with Martin Maldonado handling that pitching staff?
I think it'll be really good. And look, I don't, well, you know, like, I'm a believer in pitch training as far as like a metric goes, but I'm not like over the moon because it like knocked out on number Fangraphs just like 1,000 wins for Salvador Perez because of it. But he is good with the pitching staff. The only problem is I think it's going to take a couple weeks. Like, I think it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of get used to it. But beyond that, I mean, his entire history says he can handle the staff. So I'm not worried about that at all. It's how much can he contribute offensively or what the middle of the lineup looks like without Perez in it now. Defensively, I think they're getting, like, upgrades probably strong. Salvador Perez won 5 of the last 6 Gold Gloves. But in the pitch framing, like handling the pitching staff, it might be really good for them that Maldonado's here.
And, Cody, one of the additions today that was kind of a bit of a surprise, Lucas Duda. Minor league contract that looks like he could end up on the 25-man roster as depth, but it doesn't look like it'll be to the detriment of Dozier or O'Hearn.
You know, I don't fully get it. Like, I look at the move and I'm like, did you need to do it? No, not really, but it is a depth move. And they've said before, like, he'll be a bench guy. And honestly, you know, like, I tell you, usually, like, never complain about minor league deals. Wait to see what happens with it. Don't, you know, like, a minor league deal is not worth getting upset about. So, you know, waiting to see if he makes the roster the guy who's getting in the way of is Swindell, who they seemingly just don't quite want to give the chance to yet. And the thing I will remind people at least a little bit is, Duda might be in this team for 2 weeks, get 3 at-bats off the bench, and then be gone. Because once Duffy is back and they need that roster spot for him, someone's coming off of it, and I don't think it's going to be a pitcher. I think it's going to be they're going to stop carrying 12 pitchers and instead carry 13 because no more extra off days, and right after that, April 5th or so, they go through like a 17-game stretch of playing. So Duda might legitimately be on the team for a couple of weeks. So I'm trying, you know, like I don't think I would have made the move. But it's just like, it, you know, it's a bench bat on a 25th-man roster. I'm not, like, sweating it too much. But the guy who gets in the way of this Swindell, it doesn't block anybody else.
Cody, who's been your biggest surprise? I know you had a great interview with Kyle Zimmer last night on the Royals Hot Stove Show. Has he been one of your most pleasant surprises this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's got it, right? I mean, if you're just ranking it anywhere, he's really stood out. You know, one of the guys that, you know, because Zimmer's kind of an obvious answer, one of the guys who stood out to me that of the signings that I wasn't totally bought in was Chris Owings. Now, it's spring, so, you know, I don't want to get your hopes up too much or anything, but, like, that signing, I was like, the metrics don't really suggest he can, like, his numbers are going to hold up, and I'm not really sure about him as a hitter. But this spring's been a really good hitter. He's got, like, 8 doubles and a couple of home runs and does play, he's a plus defender in several areas and is a pretty good one in others, and so he's probably been one of the biggest surprises to me because I just don't think I was expecting much. He's been better than I thought he would look.
Well, that is completely a Ned Yost guy, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
remember the All-Star game? He was raving about Brock Holt. I mean, he had all those guys on the All-Star roster, but he raved and raved and raved against Brock Holt. He loves versatile players.
And that's exactly what he is. Truly very – now, he hasn't played a ton of outfield. I think he'll mostly be in the infield. But it's great because they have Witt who can play in the outfield. So this team's got tons of versatility, which is why Arteaga was in the mix for that final roster spot, too. I think it's between Arteaga, Swindell, and now Duda. I thought it was just Swindell and Arteaga before, but I think Duda's in your option now. But they like versatility. Chris Owings brings a lot of that.
Now some important questions. Cody, who leads this team in home runs this year?
Do I bank on health? They're having a good luck health year. Zimmer's been healthy this entire time. Let's say Soler.
Okay.
He's healthy, he's my choice.
He's crushing it.
Yeah. He's got 5 home runs in spring. That's one every 10.2 at bats. 500 at bats is making it pretty simple. That'd be 50 home runs this year. So he's going to hit it anywhere close to that level. I think he's a 30 home run hitter with healthy. The problem is he's never really been healthy for that length of time.
Yeah.
Which is why I'll choose him for now. You know, Dozier's kind of a quiet candidate for that. He's got some pop. But, you know, I'll give it to Soler for now.
Yeah, the ball comes off his bat, you know, 110, 111 miles an hour. Don't sleep on Mondi. I'm expecting some big things out of him. And final question for you, Cody. I know that you like to do what Wilkowski and I do, and that's pictures of beer, which I know listeners appreciate. And I know that you've had a lot of fun with me and Ryan. It's one of those things we like to do. What are we drinking? Looks like you have found some local flair since you've been out there.
Yeah. 4 Peaks and Tailspin. It's been like, I don't know, I've probably had like 6 different local beer companies. Arizona's got a decent craft beer team. Just for anybody who's curious, there were a lot of different options out here.
Well, you know, I like doing that beer podcast, Cody. You're definitely coming on it to talk about Southwestern beers.
Sure. Sure, of course.
Cody Tapp, enjoy the Giants game tonight. Cody, you're coming home, what, Sunday?
Monday. I'll be home Monday. Sunday is the last game here. They got the game in Omaha, but I'll be back in KC on Monday.
You're not going to drive up to Omaha? I don't know if you can drive up to Omaha because I-29's been shut down because all this damn rain we've got.
Yeah, I don't think I would have made it just because of when I leave on Monday. Like, it wasn't going to happen. I'll go to the one in the regular season. I'll see one up in Omaha in June.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually going up to that game. I'm looking forward to playing the Tigers up there at the College World Series. Cody Tapp, Royals insider. Check out his work. Cody's Corner, and of course Cody will have you ready on opening day for, is it going to be Cody's On Deck show?
You know, I think we're still settling that, but yes, I believe it will be called the On Deck show.
Okay, alright, well, we're expecting Cody before and after every single Royals game this year. Cody, safe trip back. You've done a great job out there and really enjoyed following along with the Royals with the stuff you've been putting out. It's great, and it feels like I'm there.
No problem. Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Cody. Cody Tapp right there, Royals insider for 610 Sports Radio. Coming up next, we like to do this every night. Ned Yost before the game. He's been pretty salty as of late, Julio. Let's move. We need to do some scores, right, Julio?
We do, sir.
Let's fire him up.
Let's get you some updates.
Updates.
All right. We got Washington over Utah State, 48-39, 13 minutes left in the second half. Duke holding on to a slim lead over North Dakota State, 31-27. We are at halftime. Houston still up on Georgia State, 40-31. We're at halftime as well. Mississippi State trailing Liberty, 29-26. 3.5 to go in the first half. Back to you, Bink.
Attaway, Liberty. Attaway. It's one of those upset specials there, Julio Sanchez. We're going to take a timeout, come back. Ned Yost talked, and he's been pretty salty. Is he calming down now as the season's winding down? Hear from Ned Yost before the Giants game tonight that we have right here on 610 Sports Radio. Oh, man. We have had some fun the last couple of weeks. The Honey Badger signing was an epic, epic show. Dee Ford being traded, Houston being cut, Eric Berry being cut. We've had a lot of fun. But now we're at winning streaks. Harris, North Kansas City Casino. The specials out here like the Hangover Burger, caramelized onions, bacon, fried egg, queso cheese, choice of side. I'm telling you, they have it here. People are chilling out in the recliners, watching the games tonight. Of course, Kansas State, the number 4 seed, falls to the UC Irvine Anteaters earlier today. Their first ever win in the NCAA tournament. 15, they lost by 2 points to Louisville, so they get their first win today. Unfortunately, over the Kansas State Wildcats, as you heard right here on 610 Sports Radio, I have opening day tickets that we're going to be raffling off. You don't even have to be here to win them. We're going to raffle them off Monday. So if you come out, stop in, sign up for some opening day tickets, or maybe you want to wait till show and burn on Tuesday. Every 15 minutes, they're giving you a chance to win Royals opening day tickets, as Royals opening day less than a week away, which is a lot of fun. Cody Tapp out in Arizona. We have the Royals and the Giants coming up later tonight at 8 o'clock. But coming up now, Ned Yost, one of his final talkings during the spring training for the Kansas City Royals. Cody Tapp was there.
Lucas Duda, how does he fit into the grand scheme of things here?
Well, first of all, he signed a minor league contract.
Right.
We're looking at a veteran presence, looking at a bat from the left side.
Yeah.
Fits in our clubhouse well.
Okay.
Well, like last year when he was here.
He was. Could be your 25th guy right now.
We'll see how things play out.
But he'd be in the mix.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't bring him here if he wasn't in the mix.
No. Got to make sure it comes out of your mouth. So. And he was a little better defensively than maybe you thought last year, or at least what some of the scouts had said, right? I remember you saying that a few times. Is that a factor at all in this at all?
No.
Okay. Just the left-handed bat presence. Got it. You know, what else happened? Valoria? Pretty impressed by him this camp?
Greatly impressed.
Dayton made it kind of sound like he was in the running here for that backup job, even though...
He was what?
He was in the running for that backup job.
Yeah, he was in the running.
Yeah.
But, you know, this kid's got a chance to be an everyday catcher. I mean, we are fortunate enough in this organization to have 3 kids, in my estimation, have a chance to catch every day.
Mm-hmm.
With Rivero, Melendez, and Gloria. They're all 3 kids, got a chance to be everyday players. So you got a young kid playing, or that you think in your mind has a chance to play every day. It doesn't make any sense to have him sitting on the bench in the big leagues right now when I'm playing. So if I didn't think that he was going to be an everyday guy, You know, would he be, you know, really, really fighting for this job? Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
But I think it's too important to his development to not have him playing every day.
Can you talk about the decision to send Zimmer to Driveline and what improvements?
I didn't make the decision.
Okay. Have you seen improvements that...
Yeah, no, he looks great. I mean, he's come back, you know, in great shape and throwing the ball really, really well. And, you know, I've seen Zim healthy just in short bursts, but he's been healthy all spring and been very, very productive. He's had a great spring training, so.
What do you expect to see from him this season?
No, I mean, I don't know what to expect. I just take it day to day. But he's doing great so far.
Attitude-wise, are you seeing things now from him that...
From who?
From Zimmer, that you had...
Attitude-wise? No. I've never noticed his attitude. He's always been a guy that has given everything that he's had when he comes to the park. And I mean, there were definitely times where you could tell he was bummed out because he couldn't, you know, he just was... Just couldn't get healthy. Just couldn't feel right. Couldn't get it going, and just couldn't ever show us exactly what we all wanted and hoped to see from him. Which is exactly what we're seeing now. I mean, that's what we thought. We thought, we've come to spring training, you know, at least two times here in the past, hoping that Zimmer could make our team. You know, but they never could because of the injury, so he done really well.
Gore has a really specific job, pinch running. How do you think he handles that pressure?
He's handling it better. I mean, I think that he, in his mind, thinks he can still play every day, and it's important that he thinks that, continue to work hard and continue to press. And but he does have that one unique skill, and that's speed. It fits, you know, fits for us.
Well, Hearn, he doesn't have anything going on injury-wise or nagging or anything like that?
No. Is he playing every game?
I was just checking because of the Duda thing.
Duda's sure. Duda's not going to affect O'Hearn.
Sure.
We're not here to stifle O'Hearn. We're not here to stifle Dozier. And Duda's, you know, a veteran presence that we like his bat. You know, will there be opportunities for left-handed bat off the bench on our team? Yeah. Yeah. Trying to get better.
Are you, with Kennedy, how soon would he be available to pitch back-to-backs because of the way he's been moved to the board?
Soon.
So if we start
probably
season,
do it right now. But when he's going to do it, I don't know. I don't have the pitching schedule in front of me.
You mentioned Dozier the other night. You said that you loved that swing, the home run that he hit. For you, how, in a way, is it like Zimmer kind of where you feel like?
How is it like Zimmer?
No way
it's like Zimmer. Dozier?
With the fact that he's now kind of come into the way he's felt recently.
Well, I mean, I think Dozier opened my eyes the last 6 weeks of the season last year because he worked really, really hard. I mean, I never thought that I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to handle third base. I wasn't sure what position defensively he was going to be able to handle, but through a lot of extra hard work every single day, he made big improvements at third base in every aspect. Not only range, but in his throwing, and his, you know, his catching ground balls, his body control plays. I mean, he really did a nice job for me. I was really, really pleased with that, with the way that he came on, and he's continued to do it this spring. He has a tendency at times to cool off a little bit offensively, but he also has the tendency to carry your club, I think, offensively. I mean, I don't know if there was anybody on our team that consistently hit the ball as hard as he did last year, the last 6 weeks of the season. I mean, he was smoking balls, so he's making progress.
How Bailey's pitch count tonight, how far can he go?
90. 80 to 90. Take him up there. Cody, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm good. Everything I need to answer was answered.
Who's going to go in Omaha?
Who's going to Omaha?
Who's going to pitch in Omaha?
Relievers. That'll be pretty much a reliever day.
You won't be there, so you don't care.
There will be one of us there, right? So.
There will be two of us there.
Good luck with the weather.
Weather's fine, you old sissy. What's wrong with the weather?
What, in Omaha?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
It's going to be 10 degrees.
It's not going to be 10. It's going to be 40-something.
43.
Yeah. It's supposed to rain Sunday. It's supposed to end at 10 o'clock, be clear from 10 o'clock Sunday all through Monday, and not rain again until Thursday. High in the mid-40s. What the heck's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I do. I'm not
going to. Where do you want to start?
I'm not going to.
69 for our opener on Thursday.
I know.
What is it?
69 now. Windy and 69.
All right, that'll work.
I'll take that. All good?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do not challenge Ned Yost on the weather. This dude knows weather like nobody else. I remember before a game, it was supposed to rain. I asked him, and he acted like he didn't know, and he full well knew what the weather was going to do. There's only one time last year where I think he was caught off guard by a surprise thunderstorm. But he talked about Duda there, talked about Zimmer, asked what's wrong with Cody not asking questions, and Cody told us he kind of waited the wings. And let everybody else ask questions, which I thought was awesome. Other people had to work besides one Cody Tapp. We do two guys in a brewery every Friday night, so why not do it here at Winning Streak? Sierra joining us talking about great beers in a second, but next we have scores first.
That's right. We got to get those scores in, Bank. All right, so while we're here, Washington up 60-53 over Utah State, 8.5 to go in the second half. Duke finally starting to pull away against North Dakota State, 44-30. 16 to go in the second half in that one. Houston up 42-31, maintaining that lead against Georgia State. Second half just tipped off, 19 minutes to go. Mississippi State made their comeback, 37-35 over Liberty at halftime. Back to you, Bink.
Back to me. We're going to talk beer next. Not only that, but I'm going to sample a lot of different beers, and I'm looking forward to this. Winning Streaks has an incredible – I'm sorry, Julio. Got to do it, but a beer selection here at Winning Streaks is unbelievable. I talked to Sierra from Winning Streaks next.
Cody, what the hell is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with Cody. That relationship took a turn in the right direction. Ned Yost and Cody Tapp. Ned was waiting for a Cody question. Cody Tapp, our Royals insider. We're at Winning Streaks at Harris. And at this point, every Friday night at 7:30, I do a little thing called Two Guys in a Brewery, where we have different brewers, local brewers, come in to sample their products. And one thing, the first thing I notice about Winning Streaks is we're joined by Sierra here for Winning Streaks, is your incredible beer selection. Love the menu, but then I looked at your beer menu, and being the beer guy that I am, blown away with the specialties, the darks, the porters, the stouts. You guys do not mess around. Regional beers like Center Block right here in Kansas City, Stockyards, KC Beer Company's on the menu. And then, of course, the national beers, well, Boulevard. You guys have Boulevard. Everybody's got Boulevard. But then the Ballast Points, the New Belgiums, the Dogfish Heads. I mean, you guys have everything here at Winning Streaks. How did you decide on your beer menu here at Winning Streaks? Because you've got a little bit for everything, and I think it might surprise people coming to a casino and having these kind of selections.
Yeah, so what we were doing when we built this menu is we wanted to have a taste of everything. We wanted to hit everybody's palate, not only from the local scene, from our local brews right here in Northtown, all the way reaching out to California, Michigan, I think we have on there.
Torn Label, too. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yes, Torn Label, definitely. So we want to just keep it rotating. So we got some staples. We have some sessions. So you can come in and have, you know, your heavier IBU, ABU beer and then break it up a little so you don't get too intoxicated.
Well, high ABV I particularly like. And look at some of your American IPAs. We go Fort Collins, Colorado with New Belgium, 6.7%. Ballast Point, has the grapefruit. And I'm not a grapefruit fan, but I like grapefruit in beer. Yeah. Same thing with coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I like coffee in beer. You have some Sam Adams, Boston, Massachusetts, Delaware, North Kansas City. I mean, you guys hit the gamut on your different beer selections. And to be honest with you, when you go around the different places, people nowadays like the local beer scene. And I always make a joke that one of the local breweries here in Kansas City, people are waiting for it to open. And they opened their market. They sent out one tweet. And I saw that tweet. And I showed up when they were opening. Filled the place. Absolutely filled the place. Just craft beer drinkers are extremely, extremely loyal. And I think this is a great place when you go to the casino, win some cash, come in here and celebrate with a few beers.
Yes, and you can celebrate watching some games with me as well.
Oh, you have to watch it. You guys have so many TVs in here. The leather recliners, you make it so nice for people to come in here and relax and watch games. I know that 610 Sports Radio, we love having parties here, whether it was in Royals season, the Chiefs season was a ton of fun, March Madness right now. But we know that our listeners, they drink beers here. They like their beer and they like their food and this hangover burger here.
Yes.
With the caramelized onions, bacon, fried egg, queso cheese, choice aside. That is what I call a hangover burger. What beer should you drink with the hangover, or should you drink beer with the hangover?
Let's start with a little water to get you hydrated, and then let's get you rolling into beer. So one of my favorites, especially if you're nursing your hangover, you're going to come back to life, would be KC Beer Company's Helles.
Let's try the Helles right now. I'm drinking the Helles right now. She has got a 5 beers for me, including a mystery beer. And I'm going to try to sample and taste. I've never done this before. No one's ever given me anything that's a mystery beer.
Awesome. Glad I could do that for you.
This Helles is smooth. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing. Mm-hmm. This is a good beer. I would recommend actually this with your hamburgers or tacos, only because I like my porters and stouts with dessert.
Yes.
But I enjoy eating side the buffalo chicken wrap earlier, which is fantastic, by the way. They would go good with
so
the
jealous
Helles.
Of you right now.
I know you are, Julio.
So
I
jealous.
Know you. It's so good. All right, so what is my next beer?
So what? We'll just stay in the realm of KC beer, and we'll
let's
go
drink
with
another one.
Maybach. I learned today how to pronounce this
Maybach
correctly.
Is a nice lager.
Yes, it is very nice. It's actually one of my favorites. It's one of my go-tos when we go out.
Is this what you could, well, you know what Crushable is, right? Where you can go, it's low ABV, and you, what's the ABV on
well,
this bad boy?
Well, not really.
I think it's got high
6.25.
ABV. 6.25. All right, now this is a big boy beer.
Yes. Everything in moderation.
You know what you're doing, because going from the Helles to the lager is smart in the beer world. It really keeps your palate the same. Now, I don't have pretzels here to chomp on.
Oh, I'm sorry. What,
you know.
I
love the Parkville Beer Fest, you know, that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Parkville's underwater. Like English Landing Park, I feel bad because the river, I don't know if they're going to be able to have Beer Fest or not. I mean, I'm terrified that they're not going to have Beer Fest. I mean, English Landing Park is completely underwater.
I know. Yeah.
All right, so we've gone from the Helles to the Maybach. What are we going to next?
So I'm
going to
switch you up, and I'm going to go with Boulevard's Space Camper. This IPA, I really like it a lot. For me, I'm not a huge IPA fan, but give that a try, and that changed my mind.
You know what? Space Camper from Boulevard, and I know they've really promoted this beer, and I've been to a lot of bars introducing it, including a bar that I go to quite a bit. I know some people that don't like IPAs that well. This is more of a smooth transition. I call it getting you in to IPAs. Once you get this, because a lot of people don't like the hoppiness of it until they acquire that taste. But Space Camper is a great beer to get you kind of into that mood, and now take you to another place in the world, outer space.
The training wheels of IPA.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it. I'm sure they wouldn't want to hear that, but it is. Oh, but, but a lot of IPAs aren't crushable.
Yeah.
What I would say, we can sit there and drink a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This, I could.
Yeah, I could have 2 or 3 of those.
All right, so once again, you've given me beers here not to throw off my palate, and I notice we're getting a little darker here.
Yes. Well, you were
smart in the way that you selected these beers.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, so.
And she's given me a lot of beer.
Yeah.
She's half filling these glasses. I'm trying to do radio and drink the beer Julio.
It'll be funner, you know. You might say something you're not supposed to, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Well, that's why we have a dump button.
Okay.
I feel so bad.
So
for
I'm switching it up, though. I'm not following the true. This is actually the cherry cider.
From this is cider.
Yes, yeah, so I wanted
to. All right,
to
is anybody looking at me drinking cider?
Shh, don't tell nobody.
All right. I'm drinking cider, all right? But I know that ciders are very popular.
Yes,
I know that ciders are extremely popular. You have to have something for everybody. You really
do. You do. So
because a lot of times someone brings in their significant other. Maybe they're not big beer fans, but they do enjoy a cider.
Yeah.
Cherry cider. What kind of ABV do we get on this bad boy?
So on this one, it is 5.8%.
All right, Cinder Block. Mm-hmm. So it's local down there in North Kansas City. Great brewery.
Yes.
Love the atmosphere with the steel, the bricks.
Yes.
The wood. I mean, these reclaimed places, these breweries have are fantastic. And this cider is available right here.
Yes.
People can come get it right here at Harris Winning Streaks.
Yes, on the tap.
Mm. Ah. All right. So we go cider.
So we went cider. And then now I'm going.
It's a little rougher slamming the cider because you get the, it's more of a sippable beer.
Yeah.
But you know what? In the spirit of competition and time on the radio, I will enjoy it.
Yes.
Now, next is coming up. Is this my mystery beer?
So this is the mystery beer.
And you have a mystery beer on tap here.
I do have a mystery beer here on tap. So you can come in, order the mystery beer. You can guess what it is. If you guess it correctly, you win a prize.
I win a prize if I guess the mystery beer. Just crushing beers.
All right.
All right.
So this is.
I get to smell this now.
Yes.
In wine, it's called sommeliers that understand and taste wine.
Mm-hmm.
In beer, it's called cicerones.
Yes.
And to be a master cicerone, you have to be able to tell the ABV. The count. There's only like five in the world. Master cicerones. I'm not there yet. All right. Do I have to nail the style and the brand?
I'll take it easy on you. You can name the brand.
All right. I smell malt. I smell caramel notes. I smell chocolate notes. I could be way off because you gave me like five beers before I tried.
That's why I gave you the cider.
You did the cider before I tried the mystery beer. Little coffee notes. This is Stockyards Brewing Company. Breakfast out.
It is not. It is not. And I can't tell you what it is on the air because then everybody will know what it is.
Oh, man. Will you tell me off the air?
Yes, I will.
All right.
That's no fun.
Sierra, you have won the game versus me. I consider myself a beer guy, and I've clearly failed in this as I have failed many things in my life. I appreciate your time jumping on with us. This has been fun. I thought it'd be fun doing a show from Winning Streaks. We have to talk about your beer.
Definitely.
Because you guys have an amazing beer collection. I recommend people come to Winning Streaks. Try the food as well, but try the beer. I went and took a picture of your bar because I just love the metal behind it and the taps, and it looks so inviting.
Yes.
And so friendly.
Yeah, and we rotate out beers, so come in and check us out. Seasonally changing. So we're actually getting ready to start some flights in May. I'm going to do some.
Oh, you're
going to
do some flights here.
So I'm pairing with our local breweries that we have, some of the things we tasted here today, and we're going to do flights, five samples.
Oh.
Having the flight boards built, they are almost done, so we are
rocking and we're doing Winning Streaks and we're doing flights.
That's
this
right.
is something that we need to be talking about as we come down here a lot. Anyway, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. All right. Thank you. Julio, I really enjoyed the beer here. Sorry you don't have any and that I'm not in the studio.
Are you really that sorry?
But give me some scores.
I feel like you're not that sorry, but that's okay, Bink. Let's get the people some scores.
Wait around, Sierra. I need to know what this mystery beer is.
Oh, gosh. All right. So Washington up 67-58 over Utah State. Got about 4 minutes left in the second half. Duke now giving North Dakota State the business big time. 64-39, 10 minutes to go in the second half. Houston up over Georgia State, 59-41, 11 minutes to go in the second half. Mississippi State still keeping it close with Liberty. They are up 40-37. Second half just kicked off. Back to you, Bink.
I'm going to give my take. A few things happened this week with the Kansas City Chiefs and kind of where we're sitting with that organization as we go through the weekend and what they might be up to. We finish the show out with that next.
They put out one tweet.
One tweet.
One tweet.
One tweet. Sometimes, Julio, that's all it takes is one tweet. I failed miserably. And you think I've been I did fail. Vanilla porter. It tasted a little breakfasty. The caramel notes, I think I was right on the notes. But here's the deal, Julio. They gave me like six beers to drink, brother. And
you
I slammed
just
them.
All of them?
Yeah, I crushed them all.
Attaboy.
It's getting near the end of the show, and I just crushed them all. But here's the problem. She purposely gave me the cider to throw me out, to throw me off, to throw my palate off from cider, and then she goes with a beer in Lincoln, Nebraska.
A true Cicerone, Bink, would not have been thrown off by cider.
You know what, though? Julio, I'm not a true Cicerone.
Apparently not.
I'm not there yet.
Step your game up.
I know. Yeah, I'm trying to, Julio. I'm very disappointed in myself. I failed on my mock draft this week. I failed on the mystery beer. It's been a rough week. You know I like to brag when I'm right? I can't this week.
No, because you've been completely wrong always.
but you know I love bragging when I'm right. And being so wrong it's hurt my feelings, Julio.
That's right. You eat a little bit of that humble pie and you enjoy it, sir.
You know what that got me in the mood for, though? A long night of drinking.
Watch out. Everyone at the casino, watch out, please.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm going to hit that roulette table, and I'm not going to let go.
Yeah, someone keep an eye on my numbers out there, please.
I've got my numbers. I'm going to Harris Casino, and I'm going to roll. Well, I'm not rolling because I'm letting the wheel roll. I have a theory, and I have a method. Tried and true method to make cash, and I'll make you guys some cash, too.
I don't trust you.
Julio, what a wild week in Kansas City. I know we're running short on time. What are we, about 2 minutes away?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes away. And I know we're running out of time. And I'll come back on Sunday, 10 to noon, with my man Ben Alpert. It's down here, by the way. You can go see Ben here. My man Ben Alpert and I, Sunday morning, we'll have you covered. And there's Hartzell, 96.5 The Buzz. So a lot of people down here at Winning Streaks at Harris. Had a great time down here. But so many uncertainties. With the Chiefs and the Tyreek Hill situation and where they go in the first round and, you know, Justin Houston with the Colts and Chris Ballard and, you know, what will the Chiefs do next? And this mock draft stuff has really been thrown into some turmoil because if you're not going to have Tyreek back, and what are you going to do in the first round? You go in wide receiver now. What are the Chiefs going to do? But I think this was an interesting week for the Kansas City Chiefs. I can't wait for the NFL draft. If you missed the news earlier today for the Kansas City Royals, Lucas Duda back on a minor league contract for the Kansas City Royals. Looks like he is going to actually make the 25-man roster for the Royals, bringing a little bit of veteran presence for this team. As I think the Royals really want to compete, and I think they want to see where they're going to be at the All-Star break. But as a Kansas City sports fan, doesn't get any better than this. For Kansas State fans, it gets a lot better than this because you lost. Now it's time to talk Chiefs, K-State fans. It's time to talk spring football with Chris Klieman. If you're a Kansas basketball fan, you're in a good mood. Play tomorrow night, 8:40 against Auburn with an opportunity to make it to Kansas City to play right here in the Sweet 16, possibly against Roy Williams and North Carolina. This bracket in Kansas City might be an epic one of all time here in Kansas City, and I'm sure Harris Casino will be busy with their hotel, their bar, and their restaurant. But huge thanks to Winning Streaks. These people are great. We love coming out here from 610 Sports Radio. We like having watch parties out here, whether it's the Royals, the Chiefs, the NCAA tournament, you name it. Don't forget on Tuesday, 17 pairs of opening day tickets to be given away on Show and Vern. You heard Ned Yost, supposed to be 69, 70 degrees on opening day. I can't think of anything better than going to opening day. It wins for every 15 minutes on Show and Vern. Very excited about that. Julio Sanchez, a great job producing this operation once again. Usually I'm in studio on Friday nights, but tonight, no Nivens. I got to drink the beer by myself. And I had a glorious time, Julio.
Rub it in.
A glorious time.
Rub it in.
Kansas City Royals, San Francisco Giants, coming up next right here on 610 Sports Radio. Good night, Kansas City.
Bing at night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.